The team defines adolescence as the period that usually begins with puberty and secondary school, and ends with things like marriage, getting a real job, moving out of the parents' house. The researchers say those end-of-adolescence markers are being delayed. That's true not just in the developed world, which is traditionally the home of adolescence, it's also true in the developing world, where this in-between period between childhood and adulthood has recently become a feature of the cultural landscape. In a telephone news conference, Jalen Mortimer of the University of Minnesota said the lengthening of adolescence is also reflected in the minds of young people.
Some of the research suggests that young people are really not thinking of themselves as fully adult, even into their mid-20s. And this seems to be a emerging trend in that if the markers of adulthood are taking longer to occur, then young people are often confused about, you know, whether they're still an adolescent or whether they've become an adult.
The researchers published what they consider a landmark study on the globalization of adolescence. UW-Madison professor of human development Brad Brown also worked on the study. Brown says cultural shifts are changing the nature of young adulthood.
In many parts of the world, and here I'm talking from Africa to Southeast Asia to Europe and the United States, increased access to education, as well as the lengthening of time that is necessary to acquire essential skills, and also the necessity many families feel to have multiple incomes, keeps young people apart from family members for extended periods of time.
And that trend, Brown says, has upped the influence of peer groups, which leads to earlier exposure to sexual activities and other behaviors. The researchers believe most people see young adulthood as a problematic period, with teenagers as problems that need fixing. But they say governments and parents should invest in young people as resources for a better future. The team believes adolescents worldwide need easy access to schools and health care so they can become productive and happy adults. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.